that Nico is in our midst and that he has given his time this week for a preparation for his your word here this morning. And will you touch our hearts? Thank you, Lord, that you will help Nico this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So the technical things are ready. Mark Twain. Good morning, everybody. Also in your homes, the most famous Mark Twain said that the most important things in your life is the day you are born and that you revealed and knew what the day is that you have a goal here in your life. Nothing is without goal. Everything that God made and recreated has his goal. You are in this world with a goal, special goal, a special meaning. How can we, more people, help to show more who Jesus is, to evangelize other people, to bring the good message? We may do this, and we will support you. We can ask you if you help us, but we thought maybe it is also good to bring a message in our church to help you to come and preach the gospel to all the people. For that is the goal that Jesus and God has for us. We have our word our goal this year that God will be with us, that they will help each other, our community, that God is in our community, in our church, and that we will go out to the outside to tell the good message of the Lord. And we are happy that God will be in our midst. But you must first know, who are you in Jesus? Why do you live? What is the goal of your life? That is very, very important that you know that. You cannot find it is in books, not in a course. What is the meaning of my life? You can go into yourself or meditation, but to reveal that God is the first one who can help you. He is the creator. He made us. We have here robot machines in this time. But to reveal why is this made, such a robot, you must know the goal. Also from a robot. why are we here as people? Who made us is the Lord. And you can read it in his word. Colossians 1 verse 16 says, for all things in heaven and earth, both visible and invisible, were created by him. Whether they be thrones, jurisdictions or provinces, all things were created by him and for him. All things begin with him. If you ask yourself, why am I here? You are made to be forever. Not only here, when you die, it is not the end, but it is maybe the beginning. Because God made you with eternal life in principle. Our time on earth is very small, very short, but your goal is to be there in eternity with God. Maybe we have 80 years here on earth, maybe 100, but is there a question maybe, Vincent, why am I here? God will bring peace in your life and he will start with you now for whole eternity to prepare you for him. This is a general repetition, you could say. The last things that you my most important question is, why am I here on earth? And we will read it in the Bible this morning. There are five reasons because we are here on earth. And the first one is that God has pleasure in you. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive the glory and the honor and power in Revelation 4, verse 11. For your pleasure, Lord, you made us for your pleasure. The Lord takes pleasure in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Also the humble and the sick, he crowns them. And Psalm 149 verse 4, the Lord takes pleasure in his people. This is a film, and a beautiful film from children. Many people have children, and then you may have pleasure in your child. Not only when they read the Bible, but every day, in all things you do. When they have pleasure, the children have pleasure, you have pleasure. When they play together, when they love, or they do sport, or play music, then it is a pleasure. And God looks also to us with pleasure. He loves you. He created you with all the things you have. For example, when you sit on the on your in your house in a chair with your child to read for him, that is the same Lord will do with you. Ephesians 4 says, even as he opened, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us for adoption as children through Jesus Christ to himself. He made us for children for himself. God is love. We are made to love God. And God made us out of his love. God loves even the animals and the whole creation. Even from the Russian, he loves the Russian and the Croatian, and he loves the Ukraine people and the European people. The first reason is that we should be to joy for him and learn to love him and to adore him. When the priests ask to the people, the first thing is that we shall love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with everything in us, and also your neighbor. That is the goal of our life, to love God above all. Hosea 6 verse 6, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. He desires mercy. He likes us to love him. And it's the first thing you should begin the day with. To say to him, Lord, I love you this day. Lord, I love you. And maybe you have a bad day. And everything went wrong. The children did not what you wanted. But will you know Jesus a little bit more? That is important. If you have a good day, and you earned a lot of money or so, and everything went good, and good relations with your wife and other friends, and your children did all what you wished, but did you learn God better that day? Did you, were you near to him? God did not bring you on earth to do some bucket list, to do everything for him, but you cannot earn your goal, but the first reason is to know God and to love him. Many people knew everything about sports and nature and the environment. But if you not know God, everything is for nothing. When you do not know this first reason, to learn God and to love God, then everything is be for nothing. The second reason is to be a part of his family. God wants a family. God would likes to have children, and he made you before there was everything. in the Bible says, Ephesians 1:4, for he chose us to in him before the foundation of the world. He chose us. He loves you to be his children. And that is according to the kind intent of his will. He wants children, not one child, he wants children. A multiplied, a great crowd of people and children for him who will deal their lives with the Lord. And he made Eve and Adam. We have a natural family. Oh my, by your wife maybe, or your parents. That is a physical family. That is good, that is beautiful. You will grow up in such a family. With your children you will be. But then, at the end is the dead, most in the nature, says people. But there is also a spiritual family that is forever. Your physical family will end, but the spiritual family will be forever. And therefore God has made you. 1 Peter 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who in his great mercy has caused us to born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Through that mercy we are new, we can be and we are now a part of God's spiritual family. When you are not born anew, then you can come to him, it is never too late. And then God will give you new life and you come to him with your sins and with all the unrighteousness you has done. He will receive you and he will give you new life as an adoption for a child. God wants us to be a part of his spiritual family and you can choose it. God made all the people and he loves all the people and he does not want that somebody will go away. 1 Timothy 3:15, you will know that you should do as my representatives in God's house. In the church of God, there you can find the truth. In God's church, he lives, he dwells. Together we are the church. We are the body of Christ. And each of us, and each of you is a part of that body. We are the body of Christ. And you are a part of it, you. 1 Corinthians 12:27. You are made to be a part of the spiritual body of Christ. He wants not only that you believe, but that you come to his body, come to him as a brother and sister from the other people, and a child of you, together be his body. You are not alone, you have a family, you have a family. God will help you and give you power. Also, when you are a part of a small, member of a small part of this church, then you can help each other in this small part. So we need each other also to help each other also in spiritual way. Therefore we have a smaller church in homes in the week, so you can be a member of that to learn to know each other better. In 1 Peter 2 verse 17, show proper respect to everybody, love the brotherhood, fear God and honor the king. And that we can do by the love of God. And he wants us to have a good relationship with all people in the church, but outside the church. We may learn to love each other and other people. And we learn this in his family, in his body, in the church. Not on other things, but especially in the relation we have within the body of Christ. Some people says, I do not need a church, I do not need the body of Christ, I can do it alone. And I am alone with God, and in nature or everywhere I am. But we need each other. And many people has pain from also from the church, and that's the truth. But God wants us to have a relation with each other, to love each other. We have all our special things, our own characters. Sometimes we have difficulties with each other, but nevertheless, we will serve each other. God says it is good to seek me, to look after me. You may learn to love each other. Romans 12 verse 5 says, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every more one members of one another. So we will learn to be a family together. That's the second goal of our life. The third goal is being like Christ. That we have the character of God, the character of Jesus. In the church and in the body of Christ you learn that. For whom God foreknew, in Romans 8 verse 29, he also predestinated to be comforted in the image of his Son. So that we may be the firstborn of many, many brethren and sisters. We have many brothers and sisters. And we may have the image together as the image of Jesus Christ on this earth. That we show him. And that is our character will be as Jesus' character, Jesus' mind. We can ask everything, why must I be sick, why am I sick of ill, or I have difficulties, and etc., etc. We have our difficulties and our sorrows, that we may know that he is among us and we are among brothers and sisters. But there was more, so many hate that they hated that they said, put him on a cross, put him on a cross, that Jesus, we do not want him. But he loves us through everything. Through everything he loved us. Because he was interested in us. In comfort. This is not a comfortable side of our life. We are here on earth to be in a lesson. In Philippians 2 verse 5, the Bible says, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. The same character of Jesus. In Galatians 5, you find that we can be the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, etc. Galatians 5, verse 22. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. That is the fruit of Jesus, of the Spirit. And in against such, there is no law. And to make this fruit in our lives, the Spirit needs our whole life, all of our years, to follow Jesus. There are three goals we see already. The love you gave, you have, is given by God. All the time, he will be with his love in us. For God gave, through the Spirit, the love in our hearts, so we can love other people. Also, when or your sorrows or bad things in your life, you must know God is there and you can learn from him to help you through everything and to have peace without looking at the circumstances. Even in difficult times, you can go to the Lord and say, Lord, I have difficult times, but I will have the joy from you, for that is my power. The joy of the Lord is my power. Yes, through difficulties we learn a lot. The world is not an automatical thing that you can get all the sweeties. And we say also, I want it now, I have no time, Lord, I want it now. But the Lord says, patient. He will always have the good things as soon as possible. But Mark of the Jesus Christ says in Mark 4, verse 17, but since they have no roots, only last for a short time, then when afflictions of persecutions arises on account of the word, they quickly fall away. God has made us for peace, to learn to know him, to love him, to love each other, to follow Jesus. I'm so spiritual, to be spiritual after his image. You are a new unique being created by you. You, that nobody else is like you. You are the only unique man or woman or child. God loves everybody to serve Him. He made you with a special plan. God will give you lessons here in this time of the world, in here. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb, says Psalm 139. You created me in my mother's womb. As an ambitious man, I am ambitious. And you may be ambitious to make something good. And to make something good also through your experience. To help each other. To serve each other. When you were sick and you were healed again, then you have such an experience you can deal with each other. You will learn from that, so you can serve other people. Some people are ambitious, some people are creative, or analytical people, or cooperative, or communicative. What God gave you, you may use to serve other people. Some people have a passion for children or for young people. So what did you do with this, with your gifts? Some people are working for the nature in your environment. Other people work in other things. For people who are in prisons. Other people help in other countries. Some other people make a new teacher and teach the people to be a teacher. So we all have experiences we can help each other with. We can give our experience through to other people. We can deal all these things with each other. There are people who are awake in the morning, and there are people who are awake in the night. So we are different. And sometimes we will leave each other because we are different, but God made us different for His pleasure. And it is important that we will learn from each other because we are different. And to deal with each other and to long after each other. Also, painful experiences in our lives will be good afterwards. Jews has been in the concentration camps, and we know some people who were there, but afterwards. But her whole life was formed in the concentration camp, but later on, I know a woman that she served God and dealt the experience they had, and God has helped her to be a child of Him. So her experience were a message for the people that God is everywhere and always there. God will use this experience to make you more beautiful. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says that He has made us in His image. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Ephesians 2 verse 10. Everybody has good works to do for God. For God has determined in advance what we should do. That is Ephesians 2 verse 10. God has determined in advance what we should do. We may serve Him through serve each other. What you did for the minst, Lord, the lowest of the people, you did for me, Jesus said. When I were sick, you were there. When I had no things to take on, you gave me clothes. You gave me food. 1 Peter 4 verse 10 says, as each of you has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God in manifold grace. 1 Peter 4 verse 10. To show God's grace. Wow. Maybe for your technical experiences, maybe because you have money, maybe you have a living and you can deal your living with other people. And the fifth goal, God made me with a mission. We know God, we learn from God to be a part of His body, to love each other, and He made us to be a mission for other people. As you have sent me into the world, said Jesus, even so I have sent them, my disciples, into the world. John 17 verse 18. As you have sent me into the world, so I send my disciples into the world. And God asked us to go. And He asked us, what did you do with this word? The things I do, I must think about and bring it before God. Maybe you have earned a lot of money and you have a good car or a motorcycle or whatever. Use it for God and for your other brothers and sisters. Acts 20 verse 24 says, but none of these things deter me. Nor do I regard my life as dear to me in order that I might finish my course with you. That you fulfill me, my ministry, my service, that I have got received from the Lord Jesus. So I may testify to the gospel of the grace of God. It is His mercy that we may have a message to the world, a mission. And sometimes I ask myself, are the plans my plans or are the plans God's plans? But Proverbs 19 verse 21 says, Many are the plans of a man and of a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that we prevail, that we have do, that we do it. We can make plans, but we have also to do this for the Lord. The plan of the Lord. There is more in life than a good life, than a car or than rich, to be rich. You are made for more, for better. Corinthians 5 verse 15 says, Christ died for all, that those who live should live no longer their own lives, but for him who died for them. And that you know that he raised from the death, that he raised from the death. So these are the five goals, to know him and to love him. Second, a family, to be a family with other people, to love each other. And third, to follow Jesus, to grow spiritual to his image, to serve him, to serve the people, and to have a message from love to give to other people. What are you doing with this? And here on earth we may have this lesson, and we may be in this world to do it. The life that God has made for you, that may we do. And I will pray together with you. And you may stand up if you want to. Shall we pray it together? And I translate it. Dear God, everything you made has a goal. Also, you have a goal with me. I will not be the goal of myself, but I will live with you. And I will start today with you, to have a relation with you, so that I can learn from you and love you and trust you. Thank you that Jesus, you came to the earth to take away my sins. Help me to understand. I ask you meekly to take me up in your family, to take me in your family forever and ever. Every day I will grow and look more after you, Jesus. I will give my life here on earth and use my life to serve you and to serve other people. Help me, this good news, to